The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We should all go away together. We'll book one big house to all stay in.
Linda and I are in, and we believe that the accommodation cost should be split up by room, not per couple or family. Just letting you know that right now.
Okay, what about you guys? You in?
Damien and I would love to come, but we should get a house by the water. I know it'll be a little bit more expensive, but we're going to bring the pooch. Pooch likes the water.
Oh, well, I'm...
And a week out from the trip, we'll pull out because the pooch will be sick.
What the... No. Oh, we're a no for now, but when you've fully booked everything, we'll want to come.
No. We've got the most amount of people coming, we'll take up the most amount of rooms, but we'll pay the same as all of you, yeah?
No. Yeah, we'll come, but we're going somewhere else first, so we'll just be there halfway through the trip. And you guys will pay for our share of the house while we're not there, right?
What? Hate to say it, but the destination you've chosen is sh**.
No, come on!
We should go overseas!
No, no, shut up, everyone. Okay, we've got a plan, let's stick to it. We've got the 7-bedroom house and all the rooms are full now. Did we forget anyone?
Well, that's a comedic Aussie take on the group holiday. Well, we're going to talk about that. Organising a group holiday, whether it's family or with friends, it can be a lot more work than fun. From trying to see if everyone can get time off, what the budget might be for various activities, how the expenses are shared, and then throw kids into the mix, and it could be more stressful than intended. Three people are going to tell us how to navigate group holidays. Aideen Finnegan, presenter of Irish Times' Better With Money podcast. Adrian Barry, managing editor of Off the Ball, he's on the line. And also with me in studio is Noel Cunningham, ambassador for Harvey's Point and author of A Guide to Modern Manners. Good morning and welcome, one and all. We'll go to Adrian first of all because he is remote from us. Adrian, have you done the group holiday thing?
I have. I do it repeatedly, Pat, and good morning to you. Good morning to the panel. I think the reason that clip is so funny is that it's totally true. Like, there's people all over the country listening to that saying, absolutely, I've done that, know that person. And for me, it comes back to our good friend Roy Keane. Pat, if you fail to prepare, prepare to fail. And I do think that's a lot to do with it. And I think choosing your travelling party wisely is probably the most important bit.
Okay, you know. So what sort of travelling party have you been with? Friends or family or a mix?
A bit of both, and you know, it can maybe the family side of things can end up being a bit more tense than the friends one. So it's been a bit of a mix. But like I've been to, you know, Centre Parks with some friends, and we have young kids. I've chatted about that before. They're 8, 6, and 3. We go basically a regular yearly thing now. We go camping to Lochee Forest Park with a couple of childhood friends of mine and their families, and the kids can range from 3 on our side, let's say, up to about 16 on the oldest one. So you are like, there is a trickiness there to try and navigate all that sort of stuff. But like, you do need to choose the people that you're traveling with wisely, Pat. You don't want to end up with that person who likes to get up at, you know, I'm up at dawn, a half an hour chanting, I'm going to hit the beach for half an hour, you know, or equally, you know, the person who likes to lie in until midday, 1 o'clock, and they're up for sort of 4 or 5 hours. So you need to choose your traveling party wisely. Would be our
now
main
there
advice.
Are people who are the Energizer Bunny. They want just to do things every day. You know, 9 o'clock, we're off now to do that trail up around the mountain, and then at 11 o'clock we'll probably meet. There's a lovely little cafe. We'll meet there, and then we'll go on to maybe do a zip wire somewhere else, and then finally we'll have lunch, and that's only half the day. Have you got one
exactly.
of those in your group?
Oh, absolutely. And I can be that person at times, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, I think if you're traveling with people that are reasonably like-minded, like reasonably relaxed is kind of key. What I like to do is to say, listen, I am going to be at that nice cafe tomorrow, 1 o'clock. I'm going to sit down and have lunch. If you'd like to come, come along. If you don't want to join, you know, come up with your own plans. But there can be, you know, I've definitely been on those getaways, and I've heard plenty of stories about the, you know, the itinerary gets set, you know, departure day minus one, the itinerary is set, and come hell or high water, that's what we're sticking to. You want to avoid those ones, I'd suggest.
Oh, all right. Aideen, you've done group holidays now. You are a family woman now.
I'm a family woman now. When Adrian was talking about people who you like to sleep in till midday, that was my former life. That I'm not in the season of my life doing that now. But I was very much that person. And you absolutely... I think when you're younger, you put up with an awful lot. Like in that clip, it's the kind of thing, oh, when someone says they're not going to, you know, pay for the room while they're not there, you kind of grumble about it and maybe get on with it. But then you're older and you're like, no, we'll sort this out now before we go away. You know, you set your boundaries before you go, and you know who you're going with. And a lot of the time, I think when you are going away with friends, you actually kind of know their personality, you know their quirks, you know where the potential landmines are. You can sort this out before you go. And there are, you know, some trips don't even get off the ground. Actually, I turned 40 2 years ago, as did my peer group. And we all said we'd go on a big trip when we're 40, and we haven't managed to organise it yet because we can't agree on the time, we can't agree on the place.
Now, Adrian mentioned Centre Parks. You've been there.
I've been there, yeah.
Does that sort everything out? Because the business of, you know, you've got your accommodation, they've got theirs.
Yeah.
And,
well, actually, I shared accommodation because my family went with my sister's family. Okay. But we are, that wouldn't be for everybody. I think when you go on a family holiday with another group, maybe you will need to set a bit of distance and be in different accommodation. But we're, my sister lives about 90 seconds away from me. We're very much in each other's lives, and the cousins are always around each other. So we shared accommodation, which brought down the cost a little bit. But it's great. It's a great spot.
Now, Noel, I wanted to talk to you. You have gone not on family holidays, I'm sure, but with groups of people, adults.
Absolutely. And I am afraid perhaps not the right person to talk about this, because I so agree with some of the comments made by the others on this wonderful program. You have to know the people you are traveling with. And when you talk about Centre Parks or a skiing holiday or a resort hotel with children, that is fantastic. There are so many activities. They're planned, they're organised, they're there to avail of. And more importantly, there are people there who will take your children off your hands, give some adult time.
Yes.
But, you know, abandoning yourself in a beautiful cottage in the Dordogne with people that you think you know, and then you're into the whole area of snoring and slobs and the person who's as tight as you know what, and all this idea, the quibble in the restaurant about I didn't have a glass of wine, why should I have to pay? I mean, it's a nightmare. You're supposed to go on holiday to relax and enjoy time. I saw two dear friends fall out about a dirty cup left in a sink in a rental property in France. And I thought, how silly. And yet, when I went through it sort of and looked at it, I thought it could easily happen, because there's going to be somebody in the house who's untidy, somebody who annoys you. Some of the children, it's very easy, I'm told by my nephews and nieces, to pass judgment on other people's children, even if they are your friends. So, you know, I'm afraid I am one of those that says, unless it's an organised place to go, don't bother, do your own thing.
Okay, I want to talk to you about, you mentioned the person who's tight and, you know, I didn't have a glass of wine and you did, and they don't want to share the bill equally. That business of options, like you go to this seven-bedroomed villa and you've got maybe a couple of single people and a few couples, and who gets the ensuite? Who gets the big bedroom? And do they pay more than the person who gets the miserable little box room?
I would say whoever booked the holiday, whoever took charge, they have the natural rights to the ensuite bedroom, the big one. Would you say no?
Come on. Now, listen here. That's taking the mic up.
No.
If you assume, and you are one of those ladies perhaps who thankfully are in all groups, who will take the lead and say, look, guys, this is what's happening, this is how we're doing it, and then show a little bit of kindness when you arrive. Say, I am quite happy to be in the box room with the elevator shaft outside of my window and no view. You know, don't assume, because you have that little sort of lovely angelic sort of halo around your head because you did all the organising, that you're entitled. You are not.
Now, as a hotelier, though, you know, the problem of single people, you often hear it debated on radio. I'm single and there's a supplement for the single room. And I understand why. A room is a room. In continental Europe, you rent the room. And if there are two people in it, fair enough, one person, that's okay. But when you've got a shared holiday and there are single people who each have the room, and then in other rooms there are couples, how do you divide
Very simple.
The charge.
Very simple. The rules set before you go.
Mm. So whether it's
absolutely
per room or per person.
Exactly. Per room or per person. And also this nonsense about fighting over a bottle of wine, it aggravates me beyond words. Have a kitty. You can't beat kitty. Every day you go to the kitty, throw in 50 euro per person or per couple, whatever you decide. That is used for the coffee treats, going out to lunch, going out to dinner. Top it up when it's empty and don't
that
have
fella, a... That fella Noel Cunningham went down and bought 20 fags out of the kitty. How dare
and that's
he?
Okay. But you know the biggest problem with the singleton. Two things, and I found this time and time again because of I've been lucky, I've travelled a great deal, work and otherwise. When you have a singleton, what happens when they go down the town tonight and meet a desirable partner and think, I'm going to smuggle them back to the house? And secondly, the other problem being the singleton, and some people, and I hope people are listening, it's not nice to take a member of the family who just happens to be single and assume that they will do the babysitting and the looking after and some of the cleaning and the tidying. No, no, no. No, listen, it's all down to what Adrian said at the beginning. Know your people, have a set of rules, and do not be like my lovely colleague opposite me and demand the best room in the house.
I say that as somebody who does not plan the holidays. I'm very guilty of being the person in that clip who's like, when you've all arranged the holiday,
let me know
and I'll jump on board. I'm that person.
And so, are you tight?
So no, but I wouldn't have the gall to assume then that I could have the ensuite bedroom.
Isn't that gorgeous? I have labelled you wrongly.
You have, Noel. You misjudged me.
I apologise profusely, but you know, there's always one on that group holiday. And if they are a miserable complainer, let me give you good advice. Leave them where they belong, at home.
Adrian, what kind of problems have you come across? I mean, obviously with family, and when you've loads of kids, they kind of entertain themselves, although you have to be worried about the home alone situation where you miss one of the kids. Nobody actually was counting and one of the kids is missing. What kind of problems have you encountered?
I've tried that approach several times, Pat. It hasn't worked yet. And by the way, whenever Noel is, his holidays sound infinitely more interesting than mine, Noel, sign me up the next time you're heading off. I'm there. One that we do regularly, Pat, and we go away with, there's four other families that we go with, and it's become a kind of an annual tradition now, as we go to Inishbofin. It's the world's greatest place, and I really shouldn't be telling people about it because it's an amazing spot, and it's a very busy spot as well. Very limited accommodation options, you know, it fills up very quickly. It's a very small island. There's a couple of hotels there. There's a camping option, but like once there's obviously there's self catering. Once they're gone, they're gone. So it does actually, it helps in a lot of ways. Like when we talk about it.
Oh, we've lost it. You're coming in and out, Adrian, for a second. Just let's see, does that stabilize?
You have me there, you do. So just, get your accommodation option set. It helps when you're going to somewhere like Inishbofin. And I guess even when I mentioned Centre Parks, places like that, you've got to have your accommodation locked down early. But like you can run into all sorts of issues. Like, you know, like I mentioned about the age spreads, like that Inishbofin group that we go with, you range from 3 again on our side, like right up to your late teens. And oftentimes you'll have kids, particularly my own kids, will want to hang out with some of the older ones. They couldn't be bothered. They want to go off. They want to go and entertain themselves, hang out with other kids they haven't met. So you just need to keep an eye on that type of stuff. But I do feel it comes back to going with like-minded people. Don't take a punt on that person you've had a great night out with. Our friends, we're going to be friends for life. Let's go and do this. Make sure you know who you're going with. Mm.
Now, what about the kitty? Do you have a kitty? You know, when you're group eating.
We don't do kitties, I must say. We don't do that. Can't remember that we've had too many rows about it. Like, you probably end up having one too many glasses of wine because, you know, you have banked on a few people getting stuck into the bottle and it turns out that there's only a couple of you. And that can happen for good and bad. But we don't
What kind of holiday is that? He mentioned bottle singular.
The best kind.
I've never been on a holiday that only involved one bottle.
But yeah, no, we haven't tended to do kitties. I don't know about Aiden, but that's not something we've tended to do.
The other question that you raise about this regular holiday with the regular group of people, do you become kind of captive to that you dare not break the arrangement year in, year out? You know, that you say, well, this year we're actually going to Spain. And they say, oh, you've spoiled the whole thing.
Well, if that were true, Pat, I couldn't possibly admit it on national radio, now, could I? But, yeah, well, actually, you know, funny, the Inishbofin thing, I've been going out there myself for 20-odd years. And then I got married and had family, and then we started going, and then it was my brother's 50th 3 years ago, and that's when the extended group came into it, and that's been a rolling thing. But I absolutely have it in my mind, spoiler alert to the brilliant people that I go to Inishbofin with every year, that I have it in my mind that we will go back at some point or another to just do that on our own. But you do have to mix and match. And if your heart's not in it, Pat, pull the plug early will be my view. The last thing you want to be going out is some kind of reluctant passenger.
Now, when you go to, say, cities, a city break, you might find yourself in Rome, which is a great destination, loads of things to do. But and one person said, we have to go to the Colosseum today. And the other person said, I'm going shopping. And it kind of breaks up the group dynamics.
Well, I think that's okay. I mean, you're not a homogenous group. You're on holiday together, but people can do different things, right? We're adults
now. I thought we'd agreed to go shopping tomorrow.
Oh, my God, that would drive me insane. The reality is you have to give people space. You have to lay down the rules at the beginning. And as friends, if they are friends, and Aideen says to me, let's do the Colosseum. I say, you know what, Aideen, off you go. I'm going to stroll to the Vatican, have a look at a few works of art, or stay in the apartment, sit on the balcony. Give people freedom to be and do as they wish. This nonsense of you will be up. I will go off with my sister this year for a week's walking. We will have a rule that for 2 days I have freedom to do what I want. And later in the year I will go off to Argentina with a lovely lady and her friend. She's bringing a friend because that will give me freedom to at times do exactly what you suggested. Say, you know what, Sheila, you and your dear friend, go off, do your thing. I am going to do my thing today. Respect, respect, respect. It's all about respect, isn't it?
It is. Noel, that sounds like a great life. Can I come on holiday with you?
Aideen, I would love to have you, but I'm having the better room.
So your holidays now, Aideen?
Yeah, well, they change. When you're talking about like splitting up and do you go to a different place, I think families might be bigger a year later, and you know, circumstances change where it doesn't suit, or you know, someone doesn't want to travel with a baby. So I think you just have to respect other people's where they're at the time. But yeah, I think about the holidays I used to have, and they're completely different in nature now. Like when you have kids, I just call it parenting with fewer resources. Like we've kind of made a decision not to do a foreign holiday for a few years because it's wasted on them. They're not going to enjoy it. We're going to be abroad, not able to cook the food that they'd eat, or you know,
and the limited baggage that you can take,
because
when you're traveling with young kids,
yes,
there's so much stuff.
Yeah. And if you go to a place like Rome, like you mentioned, getting a buggy around the streets of Rome wouldn't be very easy at all, or all the steps that you'd have to climb. So, yeah, no, I'm domestic holidays for me for the time being.
Look, I am just so aware of the fact that there are family people who want you to join them. I am very happy to do that. But as we get older, and I've turned 70, my holiday thinking is completely changed. I want peace, relaxation, do my own thing, and certainly be in the company of wonderful people who are going to not quibble about the fact that they had to pay an extra 50 cents because I had an extra glass of wine.
Now, Aideen, going back to you, and you have the family holidays in Inishbofin, the island life and all the rest, I suspect, you see, because of what you do in Off the Ball, that you get your travel jollies from your travel to sporting events, so you can relax in Inishbofin while the rest of the families are not treated in that way.
Listen, Pat, it's very hard work, as you well know. You know, you have to go to these tournaments away from the young family. It could be gone for a month at a time at times, and it's very difficult.
The truth will out in the end. I want to read you some of the texts that are coming in, because there's some wisdom here. Let's see. We went on holiday about 20 years ago. One of the party, unknown to us, was a prolific sleepwalker and snorer. One night he went into another room, peed in the wardrobe and climbed into the occupant's bed. That's from John. We rest our case, Your Honour. We go to Clare Island, a bit like Aideen, just a different island. It's the best spot for kids and families. Revolut now have an app for sharing expenses on holidays. That's from Mike. There's a really good app called Splitswise. It's super for organising the kitty for travelling groups. It's foolproof and it's stingy-proof. That's interesting. I'd love to know, send your contributors off on holiday together and bring them back and see how it goes.
Oh, we'd have
a ball. There's
a
great idea.
Absolutely.
This conversation confirms my love for solo travel, says Joe in Galway. I've lost pals over bad holidays. People can be very inflexible and just a little bit moody, so I'm selective with whom I go on holidays. Another one, my nightmare would be going on holidays with an incessant talker. That's from Jim in Bray. Are they talking about you, Noel?
I imagine. And you know what? It all boils down to the fact that Adrian said it so clearly at the beginning. Know the people you are travelling with. They're good, they're bad points. You know, the plus, the minuses. Then you have a wonderful time, pretty much.
And you know, the best holidays that you tell stories about in years to come are the ones that where there were disasters.
Yeah, exactly.
Not at the time.
Not at the time.
Would you go back over that territory on that holiday again?
No. All right, look, thank you all for coming in and scaring all of those at home who are planning group holidays this year. Adrian Finnegan, presenter of the Irish Times' Better With Money podcast. Noel Cunningham, who is ambassador for Harvey's Point and author of A Guide to Modern Manners. And Adrian Barry, managing editor of Off the Ball.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.